That's true. Mm-hmm. We came out, Inslee here came out with a lottery, $1 million to anybody who takes the shot. But I haven't heard since. I mean, it's probably the person who got it is probably dead by now anyway, but who knows?
And it's how criminal to bribe children with ice cream and cookies, pizza, a ride on the train, you know, little kiddie rides. If you come, if you tell your parents, I want to get a vaccine.
Right.
That shows you the level of immorality here.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. And that's what they were doing in Toronto. And this past summer under Trudeau, they were giving kids ice cream if they got the shot.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Wir sprechen gerade darüber, also wie schlimm es eigentlich geworden ist, auch moralisch gesehen, was hier passiert, dass man Kinder mittlerweile mit Pizza, mit Eis, mit irgendwelchen Farben auf irgendwelchen Zügen animiert zum Impfen und dass sie dann zu den Eltern gehen und sagen, sie möchten gerne eine Impfung haben. Also zumindest in Staaten passiert es. Hier weiß ich jetzt nichts davon. Da bin ich zu wenig in dem Ganzen involviert. Aber ja. Schon das reicht, dieses Erzählen davon, das Wissen darum reicht, ja.
Mhm. Ja, in Österreich wollen sie die Impfpflicht ja jetzt einführen. Was kann man dagegen tun, außer auf die Straße gehen?
What can we do against this Vax shot mandates? The only thing is you can go out on the streets and...
streets help, but it also... You have to, at your work, you know, for example, if you work in a hospital or you work in a big business, in America now, big business is running away from the mandates because so many people objected. It was ruining their bottom line. Okay. You know, it's all, you know, so you have to get with your friends, your family, the people that you work with and say no together. Mm-hmm. Public schools can't mandate it if you draw your kids out, you know, just threaten to take all the kids out. They lose the money, you know. It takes mass action at the workplace to say no. Now, I don't know about Germany. In America, in the Constitution, it's enshrined that you have religious freedom. And the way that people are, I have on my website how to fill out forms in America for getting your religious exemption. And there's a way to do it. And that's been very successful. So now the big colleges and stuff, they're starting to back off because we stood up and said, no. That, by the way, is why Southwest doesn't have the mandate, because their pilots threatened to quit. Mm-hmm. They were willing to do it. They have about 170 pilots, which would have been a lot of pilots for them. Right. They got up and they said, we're going to, you know, because they were, many pilots are former military, and they took an oath to defend the Constitution. We don't take an oath to the government. We took an oath to the Constitution, they meant it. And they said, we're not going to do this because we think it's unconstitutional. We're going to stand up for the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And then Southwest was the first one to back off, and then United, and then now others, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's the answer. Mm-hmm.
Der Impfzwang ist ja verfassungswidrig, ja generell, es ist ja... verstößt ja gegen alle, gegen jegliches Grundgesetz. Und was hilft, natürlich auf der einen Seite kann man auf die Straße gehen, aber was am effektivsten ist, um Impfzwang entgegenzuwirken, ist einfach geschlossen zu sagen, okay, wir verlassen jetzt eben zum Beispiel, wir kündigen jetzt hier mehrere hundert Mitarbeiter oder wie auch immer. Das hat in Amerika dazu geführt, dass viele Unternehmen von diesem Impfzwang zurückgetreten sind, weil der Verlust ihrer Mitarbeiter zu groß ist und zum Ruin führt. Also das wäre, glaube ich, eine sehr sinnvolle und sehr effektive Maßnahme.
Ja, aber bei uns ist es ja so, sind wir jetzt die Einzigen oder die Ersten, wo die Regierung eine Impfpflicht einführen möchte? Also wo die Regierung, wir reden jetzt nicht von einem Betrieb oder so, die Regierung will ja die Impfpflicht einführen.
The government wants to put the...
Are we the first state?
Austria, the first state government that puts a mandate, yes. Or are there other countries?
Wait, say that again.
Is Austria the first state or government of Austria the first one who puts a mandate?
Oh, for vaccines, no. Uh-uh. I mean, the United States had President Biden, I hate to use that term, but Biden tried to put out a federal mandate saying by this date, All right. federal employees and all military and all people dealing business with the government will be taking a mandate. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, people stood up and they fought. Mm-hmm. And they just said, no, we're not doing it. Mm-hmm. First, it started with hospitals, even before Biden. Started with hospitals, got mandated. Police forces. But
everyone Chicago
Police
here.
Force, they said no. Chicago Police Force said no, and they couldn't do it. You know, who are they going to get to mandate that the police take it, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what happened. And then the government, Biden's administration, tried to do it. And again, they got a lot of resistance from all those sectors. And now the federal judges have ruled against him and said, you can't do it. You cannot mandate this. So it's falling apart. They tried. It's falling apart. I believe there's a mandate in Australia as well.
There is.
England, I think, has mandates.
Right.
You know, actually, I think you're one of the tail end Charlie here. You're towards the end of the mandate fad. But I will tell people, don't be bullied into it. It's a house of cards. It's about to fall down. And just like in any war, you don't want to be the last person shot in the war. I mean, don't take it because you just think it's going to normalize your life. It won't. There will always move the goalpost. You'll take, look at Israel. They're on their fourth or fifth upgrade now.
What percentage of the population has died off or disabled from the shots? You know, in Israel, it's probably pretty high.
It's probably high, but they're not letting it out.
Okay.
I don't think, I saw the numbers initially at the 12.5% rollout. I've never seen since, so we don't know. But 85% of them are vaccinated.
I see. Okay.
So that's one of the highest countries. What we do know is that the countries with the highest vaccination rate have the highest COVID rate. What's that tell you?
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're getting spreading
it. Not Omicron. It's the vaccine.
Right. Yeah, right.
Did you know that there's a game, Microsoft game, Omicron?
Omicron.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, my God. Omicron.
And you know what it's about? To cut off the soul of a human so that an alien can enter the body.
Oh, well, that's maybe.
Isn't it all about this, cutting off the soul of the human body so that anybody else can step in? Well, and Omicron, I heard that only those who got the shot are positive on Omicron. Is that right?
Right.
Does it mean that they have been successfully removed the soul?
Well, Plutian scientists told me months ago, and psychics in France said the same thing in the spring this year, everybody, that when you take one of these shots, not the placebo, you take the real thing.
Real thing.
Your soul leaves your body in a Fibonacci sequence, so that after you take it immediately after you take it, 8% of your soul leaves your body. Then after that, it goes down to 22% of your soul leaves the body. Then it goes down to 48% of your soul leaves your body. And at that point, negative entities start coming into you because they want to stay in this, they want to stay in this reality. And so people's personalities change quite a bit. They become nasty, service to self.
And I've really heard that.
Yeah. And then after that, it goes down from 48% down to 62% is gone. And then after that, it's 81% gone. And then you lose you don't have any soul left. Sure, your cells remember who you are. But at that point, it's very difficult to get the soul back in the body because with Pfizer and Moderna, your DNA is permanently changed by the mRNA.
Right. That's the real thing that I don't, you know, I hope we can. The one thing I would say here that is prayer makes scalar waves.
Right.
Your DNA makes scalar waves.
Right.
It may be that we can get ourselves out of this, but we have to, this is a cosmic God thing. It's not something, I think all the medicines and all the things that we're doing can maybe stop the graphene, maybe stop some of this networking, maybe stop the spike protein damage, but the change in your DNA, that's a tough one.
Right.
And what you're talking about. And I don't poo-poo that. I'm going to tell you, I hope it's not that, I hope it's not as predictable. But you know, you're saying what Luc Montagnier has said, what other people, Vern Coleman, other people that are really looking at it, give people like a fairly dismal outlook. And I just hope we can do something more than that.
Well, there are prayers I've been taught that do work, and I've told people that. You count down from 10 to 1, then you command Prime Creator to heal you from the jab or the shedding, and I'm now healed. I know it to be true, and snap your fingers. It does work. I've seen it work, and I'm happy to send it to you if you want to include it on your website. I got it from the Pleiadians and some of my spiritual friends on the other side. So that the prayers do work. They do help.
Prayers work. Prayers help.
But they only work if, no, two things, Dr. Merritt and Saskia and Gerhardt, if number one, you believe in a God or a supreme being, not in a religious sense so much, but in a spiritual sense. And number two, that you want to live. Some people don't want to live. Some people don't care whether they live or not. Some people are unhappy here. Sometimes I've realized reading their souls, Dr. Merritt, Saskia and Gerhardt, that people made a contract to exit now from the shots. And if that's the case, then they won't want your help, or they'll make fun of you or ridicule you. And then I back off, because I'm not going to force my will upon them. It's their choice whether they want to live and what they want to do with their life and their soul contract. So, but I help people who want to get helped. I leave people alone who don't want the help. So I have to do that. So it's,
And there is some kind of free will involved in this whole thing. You notice that they never, you know, if they really wanted, if this were some really evil, Bond-like villain, they just wanted to kill us all or to sterilize us all, they could just round us up right now with the army and vaccinate us. But they're not doing that because we have to agree to it.
Except in Australia.
We have to accede to it to have this thing do what they want it to do, I think.
Right. But they're doing that to the Aborigines in Australia, actually.
And why would they go after the Aborigines and the Native Americans here and the First Peoples in Canada?
Because they're the ancient wisdom.
That's exactly it. I think you're exactly right.
They know the history of the planet, and the cabal, the negatives, want to wipe them out, get rid of them, so they can start, like Mao did back in 67 with the Cultural Revolution. They wiped out all this beautiful Chinese culture to replace it with the CCP.
The Aborigines, can they be affected by the vaccine? Even they get the shot, even they put a shot in them, can they really affect their body?
Oh, I think I know the Native Americans, the First Peoples in Canada, they've got a lot of problems taking the vaccine, taking the shots, because one of the doctors that works on those small town...
Charles Hoff.
Yeah, Dr. Hoff, he's really studied these people, but he said people that used to be able to walk in for miles now can't walk a block. And he's seeing a lot of problems. So I don't think they're immune from it. I think that just like when Cecil Rhodes came to South Africa, did you ever meet Credo Mutwa?
No.
He's a famous shaman in South Africa, Credo Mutwa. And anyway, he said that when they came years ago into South Africa, the first thing they did was find the shamans, squeeze them for native knowledge, and then murder them.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well.
Kannst du es übersetzen, bitte?
Ja.
I'm sorry.
Also, wir haben jetzt nochmal über dieses ganze Impfprogramm wendet sich ja vor allen Dingen jetzt auch gegen die Aborigines. Die werden ja gezwungen dazu, wie auch die Ureinwohner in USA. Und anderswo mit dem einfachen Grund, das sind die Menschen, die das uralte Wissen in sich tragen und die will man beseitigen. Und sie sind damit auch sehr erfolgreich. Also meine Frage war eben, ob diese Menschen, die ja spirituell sehr weit entwickelt sind und sehr weit voraus sind, ob sie dieser Impfung besser standhalten können. Ja? Aber nein, nicht unbedingt. Also man hat das bei den Ureinwohnern in Amerika gesehen, dass die große Probleme hatten. Ich glaube, wir hatten auch die Hopi. Vielleicht kann man die dazu noch mal befragen. Aber es gibt viele, die jetzt sehr krank geworden sind durch die Impfung. Und sie sagte gerade, dass in Südafrika, da hat man damals zuerst die Schamanen aufgesucht, denen das Wissen raus erpresst sozusagen und sie dann ermordet. Also es hat alles natürlich auch diesen Sinn und Zweck, dieses Wissen, dieses alte Wissen auch jetzt bei den alten Kulturen, die uns noch erhalten sind, dort uns zu nehmen. Also es ist einfach eine schlimme Propaganda ohnesgleichen. Agenda ohnesgleichen.
Yeah. So they're doing that in Australia wholesale to these poor Aboriginal people. I don't know what else to do except pray, you know.
Yeah, I think that's I hope the Australians, I mean, I think they are. They're standing up and trying to take their country back, but they better, at some point, if you're locked down too long, it becomes the, like the Soviet style where you just can't get out of it easily. So the quicker we take our world back, the better. I hope your January numbers are right.
Yeah,
I'm hearing some things here, and I think you're right.
Yeah, I hope so.
Wow, what are you hearing?
Well, I just feel like, first of all, there are lots of interesting resignations and arrests happening right. all at once.
There
you
is.
You know that? Yeah. Sex traffickers, pedophiles,
right.
people in the talking media heads, the propaganda media are suddenly all resigning.